know all. I know played you wrong. Ain't got no all. I know played you wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. Wishing you and yours a very pleasant Saturday afternoon. Thank you for stopping by and listening to the show. You know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or the complete number for you dexterous people is 855-487-3224. And if you're so inclined, you can browse our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Coming up on today's show, our resourceful REACH representatives will rejoice about real estate regalia. And Pastor Michelin joins us with the latest report from the Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Then we'll listen to some real people tell some real stories about their REACH experience. And then October is Breast Cancer Month, and REACH Radio is joining the awareness campaign. Lisa Bond has the latest 411 about the pink ribbon. And of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, here's REACH Radio's news director, Mort Ages. Mort, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day in South Florida. Yeah. The news headlines are, loan modifications rise in August, foreclosures remain steady. The next story, Florida foreclosure backlog dips below 300,000 for the first time in 5 years. And the next story, Deutsche Bank getting sued again. And our last story is news from the pond, across the pond, UK banks must be honest about their toxic losses. I thought it'd be nice to hear what's happening in another country that speaks English. That's the news headlines, details at the bottom of the hour. And back to our handsome jefe, host, and housing guy, Alan Mason.
It's crazy, isn't it? Are they experiencing the same kind of housing problems over in England?
They had some very serious housing and bank problems. And it'd be nice to hear how they're getting along.
Yeah, I believe so. So good enough. When we return, REACH reps will amaze you with their most excellent knowledge of the home buying process. And then an update from the Triumph Haitian Mission Church. After that, Lisa Bond checks in with the details on Breast Cancer Month. So stay with us. REACH Radio is here to soothe your quest for knowledge.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know played you wrong. Ain't got no home. I know played you wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to let you know that tomorrow, Sunday, October the 20th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., REACH will be hosting their first-time homebuyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's the Square Lake South Plaza. If you're riding there a little north or south on Military Trail, you come up on that, you know you're there. When you complete this valuable workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. There is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's another helpful tip. A first-time home buyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you think there's no way that you can afford a home again, I plan to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. That's tomorrow, Sunday, October the 20th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. REACH offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Call them today toll-free. The number again, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. All right, our first guest is one of the top performers at REACH. She hails from Jamaica, grew up in New York, attended John Jay College, where she earned a double degree in criminal justice, then relocated to South Florida about 2001, where she found a home counseling at REACH. Kanisha Wood, welcome to REACH Radio again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here on this lovely Saturday morning. And
yeah, much better than the beach, right?
I mean, what beats being here than the beach? I don't like the beach, so
I'm with you. So, hey, you know, you have a, I asked you this before, but for folks that are just tuning in, you have a double degree in criminal justice? What's that mean?
Well, I have a degree in criminal justice and counseling. And needless to say, I might be utilizing the counseling aspect, but not the criminal justice.
Okay.
Doing you know, a few months in jail as an intern, you know, opened my eyes that that's not the route I want to go anymore.
So you weren't like a hostage negotiator, were you, or anything?
No, but it did put me in the path of a lot of people in the White House and Washington, so that was a good move.
Oh, yeah, well, most of those folks are in jail, are they? They no should be.
Well, no
all
comment.
Right, let's get back down. Let's get back down to a little housing information here.
Yes.
You are one of the top performers. That means you've helped a lot of people there at REACH, right?
Yeah, I've been doing this. I love counseling. I love reaching out to home buyers, homeowners, you know, trying to prevent them from becoming victims of scams, you know, just educating them and letting them know that if they should fall, you know, in this situation again, they could help themselves or help their neighbors or their family members. So we're not just helping them to save the home, but we're also helping them so they could learn more, you know, and get educated.
A lot of this paperwork that must be filled out, required by HUD and all the government agencies and everything, it's not only time-consuming, but it's hard to understand if you don't have some type of a legal background and how to put the verbiage together and everything. That's what you do.
I think being in this position, you're not just a housing counselor. You also become a social service. You become an attorney. You become marriage counselor. You become everything. You play that role and you put the hat on for everything because you come in touch with so many different people, so many different things that's going on. So you learn to become passionate.
Right. I don't know why they make it so complicated and hard to understand. It's just like, here's a house. You want it? Yes. Okay. You're going to pay this? Yes. Okay. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
And that's why the good folks at REACH are there. They help explain it in a regular old way to understand it. Right.
And we do all this all for free. So you don't have to be spending any money. First of all, it is actually illegal to be, you know, paying money up front to supposedly get a loan modification, especially if not using an attorney. And an attorney only supposed to do it for the paperwork. But, you know, there's companies out there, operating under the guise of attorneys or paralegals and then take your money and then do nothing. We have so many clients that comes to us who's been paying attorneys for years and nothing happened. You know, we've saved so many homes, stopped so many foreclosure, and we're not even attorneys and we never got paid. And we love what we do. And, you know, you guys heard, I think, the last testimony from our clients that they said that.
Right.
There's a, you know, that we help her save her house and stop the sale and their attorney of all these years never did anything.
I know. That's amazing. I heard that testimony with my own two ears, and it was amazing to hear how much you guys help, and no charge for the services.
No charge. We help you reverse your sale also. You know, we've got people who have gotten a sale and call us up, and we were like, we know how to figure out how to reverse and rescind that sale because we've been in this position, and the bank recognizes us and help us. You know, and they want to work with us versus an attorney.
Right. Well, we have Tamar on the line with us right now, and this is a person that you helped save her home, right?
Yeah, we're in the process of helping her saving her home with different options.
Right. Tamar, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you today? Thank you for joining us on Reach.
Okay, I'm well. How about you?
Well, we're getting by. We have Reese's Pieces in the studio, so just to let you know that. Come on by, we'll give you some. Anyway, Reach helped you out. You want to tell us a little bit about the what they did for you?
Well, Reach has been helping me going on about a year now. They try to help me with the modification process. Right now, they're instrumental in the hardest hit fund process.
Right. The hardest hit fund is a great fund, folks. If you need some assistance and you've been up to date on your payments, your house payments, or past due, we can jump right in there and help you with that. So I understand, unfortunately, Tarmi, you lost your job. You had a hard time getting by here, and Reach helped you out, right?
Yes, sir. They were very instrumental in such a trying process.
Did they explain everything nice and clear and easy?
Oh, yeah, beyond nice and easy.
Well, you know, Kanisha is one of our top reps at Reach, and she helps a lot of people out, and you must have got lucky and got the right person right off the bat there. So they actually saved your home, right?
Well, not actually saving. It's in the process.
Okay.
So it's not fine-tuned yet.
And she could tell you I was a little bit, I gave her a tough love. Because sometimes they do need the tough love. So I gave her a little tough love, and then she realized, and, you know, I have to be a little bit more proactive.
Right.
I have to be aggressive with this, you know. And we didn't just help her try to save her home. We helped her try to find jobs and different other resources.
Wow. Wow. How did you find out about Reach, Tamar?
Well, through Kanisha, because I'm very close to her.
Oh, good, good. Well, she didn't beat you up too bad, right?
No, it's okay, because I just give it right back.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Well, listen, thanks for calling in and letting us know that that you received help. And I'm looking at a list of things here that you've been through, for lack of a better word, hell, I guess. It doesn't look like you've been having a very good time at all. And I don't want to get too personal on the air with your circumstances, but, you know, since you lost your husband, you lost your job, you're about ready to lose your house. I mean, I'm about ready to lose my mind if I got that far.
But, you know, God has been good, and through it all, you know, it's good to know that resources are there and people that are there, regardless of the circumstance, to give a lending hand and to help with the counseling, and like she said, to educate people that it's pretty much lack of knowledge, and they don't know what's going on in the resources that are out there to help us. So through it all, I'm still grateful that, you know, I'm still willing and I'm able to get help.
Great. Well, we thank you for calling Reach, and thanks for calling the show today and letting our listeners know that we have real people out there, folks, real people like you that are looking to save their home or stay in their home or get a home, and that's what Reach does. That's our function.
Yes, yes, and definitely don't be afraid to call up, because you might think that, you know, you're in this by yourself. No, you're in it with us. You know, we have people from the low end of the spectrum of income to people who's making $250,000. So don't think, you know, it's not income driven. We're driven to help you find the best solution and make an ends meet. It doesn't matter if we're saving home, but we could also help you move out of that house, you know, transition, because sometimes you need help transitioning from becoming a homeowner to not become a renter. And who do you turn to? You know, it's hard out there. We educate and help you with that process. And once you're a client with us, you're a client with us for life. So we don't just let go of you. Even if your file is closed, you could always call us up, and we're there for you all over again.
And most of the services are free.
All of the services are free. Well, you know, except for a first-time home buying class, you know. You know, that offset the cost of materials and everything else that you get.
Right. Tell me a little bit. I know there's a program coming up here in November. It's in Fort Lauderdale, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we're hosting, I mean, not us ourselves, but the Making Home Affordable organization.
Right, that's the MHA program.
Right, and Treasury is teaming up with Housing Counseling Agency and REACH to do an outreach event for borrowers who are struggling. Whether you're behind or current, it doesn't matter how far in the foreclosure process you are. This event is for you. Or if you just want to come and learn about short sale, they're going to do a great workshop about short sale so then you know what your rights are. It's going to be in Fort Lauderdale, November 22nd, and I encourage everyone to come out. And we're also looking for volunteers. So if you're out there and you have time, you know, November 22nd,
mm-hmm. Where is that? I know it's in Fort Lauderdale, but we don't have the exact...
We don't have... Next week, we give you the exact date because it's still working everything out. So,
November 22 is pretty far away. But just to let you know, folks, it's coming up. And this would be... save that date. This would be a good thing for you to attend. And, of course, being a volunteer, what's that get them if they want to be a volunteer?
If they get a volunteer, I'm pretty sure they get a free shirt. You get lunch. Food is always great when you get free food. And
that's
they give
right.
good food also. You get to learn and experience. You learn on the spot what's going on. But you give REACH a call. If you want to volunteer or if you want to sign up for the program, give me a call. 561-491-1670.
Well, we try and stay with the 855-48-REACH, just in case you
I'm not
to.
In my office.
I know that's the direct line, folks, but 855-48-REACH would be the number to call. You can get a hold of Kanisha there. So, Kanisha, thanks for stopping by. Kanisha is one of the top performers at REACH, and she's been there since 2001, working really, really hard for you. And thanks for taking your Saturday and coming by and saying hi. Was that wrong, 2001? Is that the... No? Okay. Again, the number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. Kanisha, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
After the break, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week and then show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. REACH assists home buyers and homeowners reach the American dream of home ownership. That's our mission, so don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home.
An old lady wrong. Ain't got no home. An old face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. If you're a new listener to REACH Radio, then you should know that we're here to help achieve the American dream of home ownership. Something else we'd like you to know is REACH has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. You know, 6 weeks ago, we announced our REACH Challenge, and for the next 34 days, REACH will match your donations dollar for dollar, up to $5,000, for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. REACH supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a few years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will finish that church by Thanksgiving. I know he will. Please send your tax-deductible gift to Triumph Haitian Mission Church in care of REACH at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. And now we have received many checks, and that's a good thing. And we promise to keep you up to date with the construction process. Yes. So joining us right now is Pastor Michelin, arriving from Haiti just this week, right?
just 1 week. Before I say anything, mm-hmm. I want to say hi to everyone that is listening to me and to say thank you to Rich for helping me to build my church. The reason why I'm here is to share with you how excited I am about this opportunity. So many lives will be changed in Haiti because of this church being built. I was thinking about how I was going to finish building this church. I didn't have any money left over to build it because I spent all of my own personal money to build the first church and to start the second one. Today, I heard about some checks coming into the Rich office. Now, I can continue working on the foundation of the church. I will begin buying some blocks to continue with the walls and the building frame. As I explained to you before, block by block, we will build the church. I was thinking that my work would stop, but God didn't say that. He is always on my side. That's why he put Rich there for me. Not only to help me with the church, but Rich also helped me with my own situations that I have with involve my house and my finances. May God continue to bless everybody that is with me. It will be a wonderful Thanksgiving time in Haiti to see the building go up.
Great. Well, what is the progress? I know you had a building permit problem over there, getting the permits or permission to build, right? That's taken care of now, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's taken care of that the other day.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most important, obviously, other than money, what's the most important thing that you need? Are you getting all your building supplies okay? Are you having any difficulties there?
No more difficulty because the more problem I should have, it is for the permit over there. But they gave it to me, and now I'm just waiting for the money to build the house, the church.
Right. And you have a lot of people there that are kind of homeless, right, or living in tents, and they've been that way for how many years?
Like 3 years, but now they're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to they keep building now, especially in the place that I'm building the church. A lot of people, they try to build. Not only the government give them the houses, but they try to build their own houses.
Their own. Are they having to go through the coding problems that you had to go through?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not easy. That's the point. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us an update, and thank you for your pledge there, and thank you for the good work that you do.
Thank you.
Pastor Michelin is a great guy, and Reach helps the people of Haiti both in South Florida and abroad, and that's why Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your tax-deductible gift to Triumph Haitian Mission Church in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail. Now, we only have about 34 days left, so let's get on the ball and get that done. Pastor, thanks for coming in. All right, that brings us up to Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week, and it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number is 561-351-8000. It's 561-351-8000. This condo is located in the city of Jupiter, Florida. It's the Chasewood community. It's a condo with two bedrooms and two full baths. And the owner's bedroom has a walk-in closet. And just outside the glass sliding doors in the back is a beautiful screened-in area with a complete relaxing view of the community. This condo has a brand-new central air conditioning system. Plus, here's a little bonus. They will kick in $3,000. An allowance for appliance or other updates that you might want to do to the home. So you could pick up the appliances that you like instead of the ones that are already there. That's a pretty good deal right there. This property has assigned two parking spots, and I know when you get into condo living, parking spots are crazy. So you've got two of them in this particular condo, and it's perfect for that two-car family. It's the Chasewood of Jupiter community. It has a pool, tennis courts, and the property is close to malls and restaurants. So to make this beautiful two-bedroom condo yours, Make the call to Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home and brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, you know the number to call. Okay, Reach Radio's second stage is about up and ready to go. And as soon as we get the microphone fixed, that'll be even better. All right, joining us now will be coming up is Pat Tracy, and she has some real success stories and how Reach can assist you. Then Lisa Bond has the latest 411 about Breast Cancer Month. And, of course, the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. Mort, are you on the wagon of news? Or
I am here. I'm here with the news. This is Mort Ages with the news. Servicers completed 67,000 mortgage loan modifications in August, bringing the total for the year to 580,000. Loan modifications increased 8% in August when compared to the month prior, and year-to-date loan modifications outpaced foreclosure sales by about 142,000. The approximately 67,000 modifications completed by servicers in August include 48,000 proprietary modifications and 19,000 modifications completed through the government's Home Affordable Modification Program, HAMP. About 23,000 short sales also took place in August. Eric Selk, executive director at Hope Now, said, "The bottom line is that there are more tools for consumers than ever before to handle mortgage challenges." The majority of proprietary modifications completed in August with fixed interest rates of at least 5 years and reduced monthly payments and principals accordingly. These characteristics indicate sustainability and affordability for the home owner. The next story, Florida's foreclosure courts have 299,000 cases pending as of the end of August, the first time in 5 years that fewer than 300,000 cases were backlogged. According to a new report from the Office of the State Courts Administrator, judges cleared 41,000 cases in July and August, including 2,800 in Palm Beach County. Palm Beach's backlog now stands at 25,000, down 22% from July of last year. Florida's courts have been hustling to clear foreclosures from their dockets since getting an infusion of money from the legislature to hire additional senior judges and case managers to process files. But it may not be how fast the courts are moving as much as the drastic drop in new filings from lenders since the state's new foreclosure law went into effect July 1st. Deutsche Bank is at it again. Deutsche Bank Structured Products, a unit of Deutsche Bank's AG, was accused of a lawsuit of selling a massive number of defective loans to a securitization trust. HSBC Bank, acting as trustees in a federal lawsuit filed yesterday in New York, said that DB Structured Products, that's a Deutsche Bank affiliate, should be ordered to pay unspecific money damages or to buy back suspect loans, which were used as collateral for certificates issued by the trust. The trustee said in the complaint that at least 1,300 of more than 4,000 loans securitized and sold to the trust breached the bank's unit's warranties about their origination. DB Structured Products also allegedly broke a promise to repurchase the loans. These breaches go to the heart of the relevant agreements, according to a breach of contract claim filed by HSBC. HSBC alleged the quality of bad loans exceeded those of the other loans. Duncan King, a New York-based spokesman for Deutsche Bank, said he couldn't immediately comment on the allegations in the complaint. Deutsche Bank is based in Frankfurt, Germany. Now, here's a story from across the pond. Ever since the subprime crisis exploded in the United Kingdom, banks have been harboring huge hidden liabilities, hiding them by using off-balance sheet vehicles, complicit auditors, and a host of smokescreen tactics. So it's not just happening here, folks. Over in England, they're having serious bank problems. If the UK economy is to fire again on all cylinders, their banks badly need to raise fresh capital, so providing finance to the creditworthy businesses and pull them out of their recession. Of course, the politicians are sticking with their growth versus austerity soap opera, trading ideological jibes as they argue over future taxation and spending plans that are largely fictitious. The genuine cause of the economy problem is that the banks aren't raising the new private sector capital need to kickstart the economy. That, in turn, is because no one trusts the banks and their accounts, given the huge smoldering subprime-related loans which bank executives say they don't exist. So, folks, over in England, they're having the same problems as we are.
Yeah, I believe that's just because of banks, right?
Yeah, yeah. And this is Mort Ages with the news headlines.
You know, Mort, one of the stories in there that caught my ear was the 299,000 backlog of 299.
Oh, yeah.
How many houses do we have in South Florida?
Oh, we got a lot, and the foreclosure backlog is still there. I mean, they're saying it's improving, but it's still there.
Yeah, I wonder if it, we keep asking people, how do you see the real estate market in 5 years? And everyone laughs. Five? We can't even tell you about two, let alone five.
So. Okay. Well, anyway, that's the news. I'll be back at the end of the show with my Mort Minute.
Thank you, Mort. I appreciate that. Well, joining us right now is the co-founder of Real Estate Education and Community Housing, a not-for-profit 501c3 corporation, is Pat Tracy. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alan.
Glad to have you on again. You know, I had a whole litany of questions to ask you, but I don't think I'm going to need to do any of that today. I'm just going to ask you, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a lot on my mind, and I'm as always, and I'm glad to share it. But as I begin, I'd like to share a letter with you written by one of our counselors. You heard from Kanisha earlier, who's in charge of our counseling division. But Wanda Camacho is also another one of our counselors. And this is a story she gave me to share with our audience.
Great.
Reach was contacted on July 8th. I want you to listen to these dates. Was contacted on July 8th by an Ocwen client who had a foreclosure sell date on his property scheduled for September 6th. So that's July 8th and September 6th is the date. Wanda took the initial intake on July 8th, but all the information was not gathered until August 7th, and then it was submitted into Ocwen. The buyer had already been told by his attorney that the judge would no longer postpone the sell date. Wanda followed up with the home preservation specialist on August 21st to inquire regarding the status of the loan modification review. There was only one minor demand made by Ocwen, which was fulfilled by a letter of explanation written by the borrower. They immediately addressed the bank's demand and responded the very same day. On Monday, August 26, Wanda received a call from the home preservation specialist with a response regarding the loan modification review. The borrower was approved for a HAMP trial mod of $774 for the months of October, November, and December. She immediately called the borrower with this great news. The borrower was absolutely excited beyond belief. She informed the borrower that he would receive the trial modification documents in the mail within a few days. And she was also informed that the September 6th sell date would be postponed to see if this borrower would perform. The next day, the client called very nervous because he had been told by someone that it was likely they would still go to foreclosure. She assured the client that she was going to communicate with the lender's attorney and that the sell date would be postponed. On Thursday, August 29th, Wanda received a copy of the trial modification paperwork. A great incentive had been given the borrower. He was getting a huge principal forgiveness on a deferred basis. So as long as he did what he was supposed to do on the modification, Ocwen, who's been wonderful with modifications, by the way, will forgive $162,000 of the principal balance of his loan every year for 3 years.
Wow.
That's a principal reduction of $509,000 on a loan balance of $700,000. The borrower appeared in court on September 4th, and there was an order issued to cancel the foreclosure sale date.
Fantastic. How do I sign up for that?
That's just another one of our counselor's good work to save homes in this area. So I wanted you to hear it. She is a little shy talking on the radio, but she does excellent work, and I thought we should share this today.
Well, Monica's rocking and rolling. All I can say, that sounded like that house was gone.
gone because they came in on July 8th and it was going to be sold September 6th. And long before that, she got an agreement and the house was saved.
You guys must have had a respirator on hand or something like that. I don't know how that. And just for the folks out there and for me, I blame it on the folks out there. What's AQUIN? What's that stand for?
Well, AQUIN is a giant loan servicer in the area. They service for almost everyone. They own the Equator system for short sales and home sales. But their home base was here in West Palm Beach. They moved it, but a large group stay here. They're very good with the loans they're servicing to try to modify, and wonderful with principal reduction.
Wow, that sounds like a David and Goliath story if I ever heard one. I mean, they're a big firm, and just little old Reach went up there and beat them up.
We didn't have to beat them up. They wanted to help, and they worked with their own investors who actually own this loan because they're only the servicer to make this happen too with us.
So how do we get a hold of Monica if we want to, or
this is Wanda that did this one. Wanda and Kanisha, but you just call the Reach office and you can use the 855-46 Reach if you like.
No, it's 48.
Hi,
folks. I'm holding the paper up for Pat to see it.
Like I like to call it IV Reach, your financial infusion Reach. So you can dial 855 as if you were getting an IV and Reach, but they do it a different way here. So that's
well, you know what? It's almost like an IV. You know, if you're losing your house and all it takes is a little bit of creative paperwork and some fine work by some well trained counselors, then Reach is the place for you. Well, Pat, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us on this Saturday. I know there's probably other places you'd like to be, but nonetheless, we got her right here, folks. Reach Radio is on the air. Next up, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, is in with the latest 411 about breast cancer. Then Mort's Minute was loaded in the slingshot of brotherly love and ready to launch. So don't change that channel. The bad karma would be just too much for you.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and what was it? A housing heffy, I think is what it was. Hey, you know, October has been designated Breast Cancer Month, and in order to bring awareness to this devastating effect that breast cancer brings, joining us now is Lisa Bond. She's a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in South Florida, and been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. Lisa Bond, welcome to Reach Radio once again.
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm great. You're coming here every week now. That's neat.
I am. It's so much fun to be here with you guys.
Well, you know, hey, you're a person dedicated to being prepared and all that stuff, ergo the prepper. So what's on the awareness list of avoiding this life-threatening disease, breast cancer?
Well, this is Breast Cancer Month, so we're switching gears a little bit from maintaining your home to maintaining yourself.
Or your body.
Or yeah. Your body. Unfortunately, breast cancer affects 1.2 women out of every 1,000.
Wow.
So the numbers are pretty staggering. An interesting thing, a couple weeks ago, there was a news clip. A couple of teenagers showed up with breast cancer.
What?
And it happens to be right where they tuck their phone in their bra.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yes way. So, ladies, we don't know the total effects. Yeah. we don't know the total effects yet of actual. I mean, there is some radiation coming off your phones. Try to wear, you know, earbuds. And
really?
If you can, clip your phone to your, you know, put it in your pocket, clip it to a case of some sort. Do not put them in your bra.
Wow. You know, I've never, I'm just wondering how that phone call would work.
Well, when you got no pockets, it's the most convenient pocket we can find, so.
Well, that's true. No. We don't even want to go there. How old were these girls?
I think one was 14 and one was 16.
My gosh. And breast cancer from the cell phones.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you didn't get anything else out of this show today, there's the most important thing right there. Putting your cell phone. I know I don't put it next to my head. I use those little pods. That's the best way to go. So there's a lot of causes and a lot of activities going on in Breast Cancer Month. And
there's always walks to raise awareness. There's always walks to raise funding. Some of the most interesting things I think we found is that developed countries have a much higher rate of breast cancer than non-developed countries.
Really?
Yeah, they believe that it's possibly due to lifestyle and diet and reproductive factors.
How about the genes? It's just not in the genes, is it?
Well, you know, when people get ill, it usually has to do with outside effects. It's not usually inside effects. So you're talking about prepackaged food. You're talking about exposure to the elements. You're talking about pollution. You know, developed countries have higher rates of carcinogens.
Those things. Oh, man,
so,
we don't want those around.
Yeah.
So what are some of the cures? I mean, I know there's a cure. They cut you up. I mean, that's a terrible way to go. Is there anything else that they can do to prevent that?
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind you have and the location that you have. Not everything is a breast augmentation scenario. Something is could be treated with just some local radiation. Some are just cut out. Not cut off.
I know that. And I'm not trying to make fun here. I'm serious. I mean, they can actually go in and remove part of the breast.
It depends on the type, and it depends on whether or not it's like a cellular versus a cystic kind of scenario.
Right.
So it really depends on what there is that's available. But you need to be checked. You need to go and have the exams, and you need to go ahead and have the mammograms. And for a lot of people that don't have insurance, and I know that's a big conversation going on right now, without insurance, it's $90 to go to some of these places that, like MRI places or whatever, it's $90 with no insurance. So save up. It's once a year. I think you have to go once a year after you're 45. So save up the $90 and go make sure you're okay.
You know, a few years ago, who's the health person in the government?
Surgeon General.
Surgeon General. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Lisa. They came out and said, oh, no, you don't need to do breast cancer prevention. Don't worry about it. You don't need those exams as much as they used to say they did. Is that a true thing? Or?
Well, part of the research that I was doing, there's been some drops in breast cancer since the 80s to now. I'm trying to remember the factors behind it. I think a lot of it had to do, obviously, with the baby boomers, how many people, that kind of thing. So there's a little bit less population now. But you should always check. I mean, you don't want to get ill from anything.
Exactly. I'm a little cautious when I hear my government say, nah, it's okay, you don't need to do that. Really? That means double up on it, folks.
You know, we could go down that road about the whole FDA thing and everything else, but we're not going to go there. But yes.
No, well, what we want to do is help folks out. So if there's a prevention, what kind of prevention methods? What do you look out for?
I don't know that there's prevention, except don't put your cell phone in your bra. I don't know that there's prevention. We don't know why some people get it. Some people don't. Again, outside factors, it just appears and then you have to find it. But what I am going to say also is, because this is Reach Radio, things like breast cancer affect homeowners.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hardships. There's a lot of stress involved. There could be loss of income. There could be, additional debt that's brought up. And, you know, if you get behind on your house payments, or if you're going through something like this and you're looking at losing your house, or all foreclosure's been started, please call Reach. The ladies will help you. The counselors will help you. And get you back on track with a modification or the assistance that you need.
I just happen to have their phone number right here. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. We do just about everything at Reach, right? We'll take care of your breast. We'll take care of your house. We'll take care of... I mean, that's an amazing place, isn't it?
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful place that really just covers a gamut of things. They do credit counseling. They do the modification assistance. They do first-time home buyer program. There's nothing they don't cover to help you make it through and help you stay in your home.
Well, that's the good thing about this country. We're a compassionate bunch of folk, and we don't mind taking care of other people, as long as we have a little bit of control over it, right?
As it should be.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add to the breast cancer 411 info hotline?
No, I'll let you go there.
Well, I was going to say, I know this guy down on Atlantic Avenue here that would give you free mammograms, but I don't think we want to go messing with him. Lisa, thanks so much for being on the show. We thank you for being here.
Take care, Al.
Okay, good. All right, if you're if you've never owned a home before, or it's been 3 years since you've owned a home, then you should know that tomorrow, Sunday, October the 20th, from 1 to 7 p.m., Reach will be hosting their first-time home buyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the Square Lake South Plaza. Just look for that big Reach sign hanging above Suite 112. When you've completed this valuable workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free. I guess you know the number by now, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. There is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to help you in purchasing your first home. As I said earlier, HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who has never purchased a home before or hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's no reason, no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. That's tomorrow, Sunday, October the 20th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in the Square Lake South Plaza. Call them today at 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Now let's take a pause for the cause as our crack news director prepares for more It's Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio Real Estate News and Opinion, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. We'll be back when it's safe to return.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. I think you know that. Anyway, we are reinstating the Reach Challenge for the next 34 days. Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. You just heard Pastor Michelin. He was on earlier talking about the progress of the church. We support Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a few years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will finish the church before Thanksgiving. We're pretty sure of that. So let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your tax-deductible gift paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission Church in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Give that address one more time. It's 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. There's only 34 days left. So if you can help, we would appreciate it, and thank you for caring. And that brings us up to a little giveaway that we have here. By golly, Get your phone number ready. You don't know that number. I'll have to give it to you again. Are you ready? Write this down. 561-844-6167. Don't call yet because we have the lines off the hook. We're going to hit a button when that time comes. But what we have is a two-ticket pass to the Wonder Works in Orlando, Florida. So if you're going up to the Mouse's house and you want a little extra fun or a little package, here's what you do. Call 844-6167, 561-844-6167, and we'll be happy to award you with two tickets for their laser combo tag and general admission. It's a value of $60, and that's at Wonder Works in Orlando. I think it's on International Drive up there. It's that big house that's upside down. You go in there and you look around and you get crazy. So call now at 561-844-6167. And we'll award you these two tickets to the laser combo games and world at Wonderworks in Orlando, Florida. Again, tomorrow, don't forget about our first-time homebuyers workshop. That will be at our REACH headquarters at 8409 North Military Trail. And again, if you've never owned a home before or you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, this will be the workshop for you to attend. The number, if you need more information, the number is 855-48-REACH. You know that, but we like telling you that number because it sounds so cool, right? 855-48-REACH. Now, don't forget there is a $35 fee for that workshop. And when you complete it, you will have a valuable understanding of how the real estate purchasing market works. So don't forget to mark that down on your calendar. And again, 561-844-6167, and you'll be the winner of a couple of tickets to Wonderworks in, I think that's right across the street from Universal Studios up there, right? So, all right, that brings us up to Mort's Minute. So, good rant, ranter of rants and ranting.
Okay,
I'm
going to rant today. I'm going to talk about honesty. What is honesty? Uh-oh. Honesty is telling the truth. Does it start from the top? Is the president honest? Are the politicians honest? And in respect to the business we're in, are the banks honest? What's the answer to all those questions? No.
No.
The banks have been dishonest. They've been caught in the act. The banks are now getting fined by the federal government and sued by individuals, trusts, and entities that they blatantly lied to. What was robo-signing all about? Mimicking signatures? Come on. So, who's to blame for the financial crisis? Who's to blame for the government shutdown, which ended this week? Were they honest to us? Do the politicians have hidden agendas? Are they honest? Too many things to think about, I say. What we need to know is HUD is working again. They're clearing their backlog. Mortgages are being approved again. And if you have trouble with housing, if you have trouble with making your payments, call us. Or, well, our number is 855-487-3224 or on the internet, reachforhousing.org. And this is Mort with the Mort Minute. Back to our handsome host, housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Oh, thanks so much for those kind words. You know, there's no law against lying. That could be the problem. There's no law. Well, that's about all the time left for us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website, as Mort said, at reachforhousing.org. You can call us at our toll-free number again at 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. And remember, we're having fun and helping kids. And hey, Bob, I'm glad you're in there listening. And say hello to the good folks up in...
Birthday to our host.
Yeah, that's right. It's a birthday. Well, we'll forget about that for now. But thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday on Reach Radio.
I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.